Hey, thanks for joining us here on Kaboom for our special summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
The case of the headless chipmunk rolls on. Here is part two.
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. Maybe you'll remember, we were searching for the foam head of the Marlow Middle School Chipmunks mascot and had just gotten a big break. A kid showed us a viral video of someone wearing the missing head and dancing.
I don't know who put it up online, but look.
Hey, it's the chipmunk head. Somebody's wearing it and doing a dumb dance. Hilarious.
Let me see. Is it the Burmix?
I don't think so. Whoever it is pretty big. And wearing a football jersey.
Number 17. It's a boy!
Look, whoever's taking the video is trying to get the head back. The phone is bobbing all around. You can see it's a girl. It looks like Dolly.
When the head comes off, we'll know who the culprit is!
Here it comes. Oh, the video stopped. It's over. We didn't see who it is.
Isn't there any more?
That's it.
We need to see it one more time.
That's it, everyone. Report to 6th period.
I gotta go. Lunch is over, and I don't want to be late for class.
No! Just one more. It's important.
Hey, man. Give me my phone.
I will. Just a minute.
Come on. It's mine.
Please give it back. It's important.
What are you doing?
I'm pursuing justice.
You dweeb. See you guys later.
I can't believe you are so argumentative.
Sam, this is a huge breakthrough. For once, the Burmix don't seem to be involved.
It looks like a guy on the football team. Number 17? Plus, it seems like Dolly has something to do with it.
Impossible.
Quite possible.
It's the football player. Maybe it's the quarter tackle.
I think you mean quarterback, Kevin Demitart, and also Dolly?
Dolores. And no, it's obvious this cad is bothering her.
He's her boyfriend.
Obviously not. I think he's teasing her and she's trying to get the head back. A boyfriend would never tease.
I thought that's what you do if you like someone.
I'm sure you're wrong. Dolores Krupler is too good for Kevin Demitart.
I'm not sure I...
Trust me, Sam. A detective needs good intuition. Now, all we need to do is spy on Kevin until he leads us to the chipmunk's head.
As long as it doesn't involve hiding in a dumpster.
Sam! Brilliant!
No, not the dumpster.
Don't worry. There are no dumpsters in the boys' locker room.
The boys' locker room? What am I missing?
We have to find a way to listen to Kevin talking to his friends in the locker room after football practice. Meet me at the hallway that leads to the locker rooms after school. I'll have a plan.
What about the ice cream?
What?
The ice cream? The reward we get regardless of what happens?
Right. Ice cream.
Promise?
Sam, I'm a detective for justice. My word is my bond. By the end of the day, I still hadn't devised a plan. But I remembered book number 19 of the Deke Benchley series, The Case of the Haunted Hospital. Deke Benchley was a master of improvisation. And so, I would be too.
Chief, I've been here for 10 minutes. I almost gave up on you. Do you have a plan?
Yes. The plan is to improvise.
Improvise? You mean make it up as we go along? How is that a plan?
It's a plan. Improvising is an important method.
But it's not a plan. It's what you do when you don't have a plan. What are we gonna do? Just walk in there?
No, not exactly.
Don't tell me we're going to join the football team. I need to protect my brain for later in life.
Hey, Quentin. Hey, Sam. What are you guys doing here?
Trying to figure out how to spy on Kevin Demitart.
Sam!
Oh, no. More detective work?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yes.
What's the mystery?
It's about the missing—
Sam, that's enough. It's better if you don't know too much.
Fine. I'm gonna go help my mom in the girls' locker room.
But, wait. I'm wondering if you might know how to listen in on locker room conversations without being noticed.
You could hide in one of the lockers.
I think I'm too tall. But maybe Sam—
Absolutely not. No lockers, no closets, no dumpsters.
The only other thing I can think of is the ceiling.
The ceiling?
It's a drop ceiling. You could loosen one of the tiles and climb up there. You could spy your little heart out.
I don't think that's a good idea. We'll just have to give up on the spying and this mystery.
Okay, then see you guys later.
Thanks for your suggestion, even if it wouldn't work.
Jeez, Quentin, I thought it was kind of a good idea. I'm surprised you're giving up.
We're not giving up. As soon as the football team heads out to the practice field, we'll go in there and hide up in the ceiling.
You just said it wasn't a good idea.
That was just so Sydney doesn't suspect anything. Let's get up there.
But
quick, here they come. Stand still so they don't see us.
What?
The posture of invisibility. It's too late to hide.
Hey, Quentin Manning, how's the Junior Duke Boozley doing?
I think you mean Deke Benchley.
Whatever.
Hey, Kevin, this is the kid I told you about. The one who thinks he's a detective.
Dolly told me about you.
Her name is not Dolly, it's Dolores.
What?
Nothing at all, Kevin Demitard, quarterback.
Come on, Kev, let's leave the little detectives to their little mysteries.
I don't think we were invisible.
Immaterial. Let's go.
Are we gonna have to stay in the ceiling all afternoon? Football practice is 2 hours long.
We need to get situated. Let's go.
Ugh, the smell in here is horrible. How are we going to get up to the ceiling?
Here's a stepladder.
I'm not sure it's tall enough.
We can stand on the top step. I'll get up first and then pull you up. Okay, you hold the ladder for me and I'll see if I can move the tile out of the way.
Wait, who's holding it for me?
We'll figure that out.
When?
Okay, there. See, if I stand on the top step, I can push up on the tile. Wow, it moves really easily. And I can just stick my head in here and pull myself up on this beam.
Hey, you did it. How is it?
It's great. There's just enough room to crawl around. Go find Kevin's locker. I think the players have their names on their lockers written on tape.
Okay, not this one. Not this one. Not this one. Not this one.
Sam, hurry up.
Okay, not this one. Not this one. Not this one. This one. All the way over here in the far corner. Maybe we should open a tile over here.
Too late for that. Come back over here and climb up the ladder.
Okay, but I. Hello, Coach Hart.
What are you doing here, son?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking of maybe...
Wait, are you the student who wanted to be the equipment manager?
No.
No?
No, I mean, yes, maybe I am, or no, I might be,
Great, pick up that bag of footballs over there, and those orange cones. And the water cooler. And head out to the field.
I'll be right along in a minute.
We need them right now. The team is waiting.
Okay.
Sam.
What?
Sam. Sam. That's my name. Just whispering it kinda loud so you can hear it.
Okay, Sam. Grab that stuff and let's go. Hey, what's this ladder doing here? Look at that. There's a tile missing.
No!
What?
No reason for that ladder to be there. I like that missing tile there. It looks great.
I wonder what Plum is doing in here anyway.
I don't know.
Sam, if you're gonna be my equipment manager, you can't question everything I say. Put it over there, grab the stuff, and let's go.
Okay.
Sam! No! Sam, no!
Okay, I'll just bring this stuff out and come back for more really soon.
Sam, wait, come back. Sam! No! Not as anticipated. My assistant was failing me in ways that Frank had never failed Deke Benchley. Now, I was trapped. I considered climbing down and abandoning my quest, but there were many obstacles, including my inability to turn around, and also, to be honest, my utter fear of heights. 9 feet seemed a long way to fall. Deke Benchley has an inordinate fear of tarantula spiders. Every great hero has an Achilles heel. So, there was nothing to do but crawl over to Kevin Demitard's locker and wait. By the way, 2 hours is entirely too long for football practice. How will they have time to do their academic work? But finally...
Hey, equipment manager, help me get these cleats off. I can't undo the knots.
Sure, just a second.
Hey, Turnquist, put these balls back in the cage.
Yes, sir. First I have to...
Hey, you, where are the water bottles?
I don't know. One thing at a time.
Hey, where's Kevin? Where's my number 17?
He had to leave early with his mom. The equipment manager brought his stuff in.
17, just as I thought.
Hey, Turnquist, gather up all the dirty jerseys and put them in the laundry bag.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Half an hour later...
Okay, Turnquist. Good job today.
Thanks, Coach. I just need to...
You can leave, and I'll lock up.
Sam, no!
I know.
What?
Nothing. I mean, I'll just wait here for my mom to come pick me up.
Can't let you do that. You have to wait outside. Let's go, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. I'll just be back here as soon as I can.
After school tomorrow is fine. I'll turn off the lights.
Sam, no! 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 Not as anticipated. Trapped in a crawl space, 10 feet from the floor, with a long night ahead of me. I had the time to consider all the evidence I had gathered so far. It wasn't much.
I hope he's still alive. Quentin! Chief! Are you still alive? Speak to me!
Are you sure he's in here?
He was trapped up there. Get the ladder. Quentin! It's me, Sam! I have Sydney and her mom. Chief? Tell me you're still alive. See, we moved that tile. If he's here, he's suffocating up there.
I can't believe you guys did this. I was only joking about climbing up in the ceiling.
Quentin, if you're up there, say so right now. Enough fooling around.
Oh, I hope he is.
I'm here.
Where? Oh, where? Oh, where? My chief!
Up here. I can't turn around. Can you open one of the tiles over here?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Okay, tiles out. Scoot over here. And get down.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Plum.
Would you mind telling me what you were doing up there?
I'd rather not divulge.
We were investigating.
Investigating what?
We were trying to find out who stole the head of the chipmunk mascot.
You mean that foam thing?
Yes. We believe that a member of the football team had kidnapped it.
Taking the foam head of a chipmunk costume is not kidnapping.
I saw it this morning when I emptied the garbage bins from the kitchen. It's out in the dumpster. I'm pretty sure it's ruined and no one would want it. I left it there.
Oh, so that's what Kevin meant.
What?
Out on the practice field. I heard Kevin say that someone put the chipmunk's head where it would be protected by ghosts. Everyone laughed. It must be the ghost in the dumpster. I bet Dolly put it there.
Her name is Dolores. I'm sure she didn't put it there, and there are no ghosts in the dumpster.
Okay, and I think she did, and I believe in the ghosts.
All right, we're headed home. Let's go outside and lock up.
Goodbye, you guys.
Goodbye, Sydney. Are you sure you don't want to be a detective?
Sam!
Positive.
I have to hurry home. My grandmother will be worried.
Not quite yet.
What?
First, we have to retrieve the chipmunk's head.
No! I'm not going in there!
You won't get stuck. We can use the ladder. Sam said he would rather be the equipment manager for the football team than climb into a dumpster, so I relented and retrieved the head myself. I hate it when people cry. The foam had absorbed some stains and had a distinctive odor, but I deemed it salvageable. Then, knowing Dolores would be happy to have it back, Sam and I headed to her door.
This is a bad idea.
How could it be a bad idea? Now she can be the chipmunk and then return to her rightful position as cheerleader. I'm sure she'll be surprised. I'll hide it behind my back.
No one wants to be a chipmunk, least of all Dolly.
Dolores.
Hi.
Hello, Dolores. You remember us? Quentin Manning.
I know who you are. Sammy, what do you want?
We have some very good news for you.
Like what?
Ta-da! Oh,
gross! Yuck!
Now you can wear it at the game. I'll tell Mrs. Branchpot you have the head and we'll be happy to do the chipmunk dance.
No, gross! Gag me! It smells like sewage!
It's not sewage. Would you like to try it on?
No!
I understand. There's time for that later. You can just take it inside.
I am not bringing that thing in the house.
Okay, fine. We'll be leaving now.
We'll just leave it on the porch to air out a little. It will be fine in the morning.
I don't care where you put it. I'm closing the door before I throw up.
I told you she wouldn't want it.
She didn't say that. She just said to leave it outside so it could air out. It was a very sensible and intelligent thing to say.
You're kidding.
How could I ever kid about any of this? I got home late that afternoon, ready to write to Rip Sturgeon. My father was waiting with another computer for me.
This one can't catch on fire. It's water-cooled. Just turn the water supply here.
Dad!
Whoops!
And so, I continued to use pen and paper. To finish, after a very large ice cream, Sam decided to continue as my assistant detective instead of being the equipment manager for the football team. While he is a work in progress, I am happy and relieved. Finally, It was wonderful to see Dolores Crupler acting out her part, dancing like a chipmunk at halftime. I could tell she was happy. Please respond at your earliest convenience. I am yours, faithfully, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.